This is a CBS News special report. I'm Katie Couric at CBS News Election Headquarters in New York. And we have breaking news, momentous news, really. CBS now estimates, because of victories in California, Washington, Oregon, and Hawaii, CBS projects that Senator Barack Obama of Illinois will be the next president of the United States. He defeats John McCain, the senator from Arizona and Vietnam War hero. And no matter whom you voted for, you'd have to agree this is an incredible milestone in the history of this country. A century and a half after the Constitution abolished slavery and guaranteed blacks the right to vote, 4 decades after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, voters have chosen our first African-American president. Bob Schieffer and Jeff Greenfield, as we watch these dramatic pictures, and with all due respect, I think we probably want to stay on those pictures instead of shots of any of us. I mean, it is so incredible to see these crowds, the culmination of a 2-year campaign and a lot of hopes and dreams of so many Americans.
Katie, this is more than an election night in America. This is a momentous night in the history of our country.
This is the fastest rise to the presidency in more than 100 years. And the fact that the man propelling that rise was 4 years ago a state senator, in his own words, a skinny black kid with a funny name who came from a big city, a place Americans don't pick their presidents from, to ride the mantle of change in one of the more brilliant campaigns anyone has ever seen into the White House, is one for the history books.
In fact, Bob Schieffer, you have covered so many campaigns in your career. Did you ever imagine that you would see an African-American elected to the highest office in the land?
You know, I'm not sure that I ever did. I went to segregated schools in the segregated South. When I graduated from high school, no black student had ever attended any school that I attended. Now, that was in my lifetime. Look where we have come in just less than my lifetime. It's a remarkable evening.
And look at this crowd at Grant Park in Chicago. Cynthia Bowers is somewhere in that sea of very young people, it seems. Cynthia, how's it going there?
It is very, very loud here, Katie. The crowd just erupted. You can still hear them yelling when Barack Obama was announced as the president. They're very excited. They've been working for this for 2 years, and you in New York have been talking about the youth vote. This place is full of young people.
All right, Cynthia Bowers, thank you so much.